Welcome in. Today we're doing a super classic jungle and old school DnB move in Ableton Live 12, stretching the drop using resampling. And when I say stretch the drop, I don't mean loop the same two bars until it gets boring. I mean making the impact feel longer, wider, heavier, like time kind of bends for a moment and then it snaps back into full speed rolling drums. We'll do it with stock Ableton tools only, and I'll keep it beginner friendly. You're going to print your drop into Audino, warp it, and use that printed audio as a texture layer that creates tension and weight without wrecking your clean low end. Alright, let's build it. First, set your project tempo to something in the DnB zone. 170 to 175 BPM is perfect. Now you want a simple drop playing in arrangement view. Doesn't have to be fancy. Think breakbeat plus a kick and snare reinforcement, a bass line like a reese and a sub, and maybe the pad or a noise layer or a ride. If you already have an 8 or 16 bar drop idea, great. If not, just loop 8 bars so we have something to print. Here's the structure we're aiming for. Bars 1 to 8 is your normal drop groove. Bars 9 to 12 is the stretched moment. Bars 13 to 16 is the drop returning, maybe with a tiny variation so it feels intentional. Before we record anything, we do a quick safe print setup. This is important because if you resample with clipping or with an overslammed master, anytime stretch artifacts are going to turn into ugly, uncontrollable distortion. So go to your drum group, or wherever your main drums are summed. Add an EQ 8 first. Do a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. You're not trying to thin it out, you're just removing sub-rumble that doesn't help drums, and that can get weird when stretched. Then add glue compressor. Set the ratio to 2 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, and only aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Think glue, not squeeze. Optionally, add drum boss after that. Keep it subtle. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%, boom maybe 0 to 20%. If you're not sure, keep boom very low. Jungle gets heavy from contrast and mid-range attitude, not from making the sub uncontrolled. On your master, don't master, just protect. Put a limiter on the master so you don't clip while experimenting. Don't slam it, it should barely be working. Now we're ready to resample. Create a new audio track and name it Resample Drop. On that track, find the Audino from Chooser and set it to resampling. That means it records whatever you hear coming out of the master. Arm the track for recording. Now, hit record and capture 4 to 8 bars of your drop. Pick the most energetic section. And here's a pro tip even for beginners. Record a little more than you need, like 10 bars. It gives you options later, and options equal better results. When you're done, stop recording. Now we clean it up. Select the recorded region, and consolidate it so it becomes one clean clip. That's Command J on Mac, Control J on Windows. Now you've got a nice, solid block of audio you can treat like a sample. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. Now, warp mode choice matters a lot. If your resample is drum-heavy, like a break, start with beats mode. Set preserve to transients. Then use the envelope control somewhere around 50 to 80. Higher values keep hits tighter, lower values smear more. For old school jungle, a little smear is not a crime. Sometimes the grit is the vibe. If you want a more time stretched, crunchy, vintage feeling, try Complex or Complex Pro. That can smear transients, but it can also make the whole thing feel like an old sampler or tape stretch. Use your ears. Pick intentionally. Quick coaching note. Don't chase perfection. Chase pocket. Zoom in near the start of the stretched section later, and make sure your anchor hits like the main snare land confidently on the grid. Jungle feels best when the big hits are locked, even if the in-between gets a little wild. Also, before you add any effects, use clip gain as your secret premix. Turn the clip down if it's coming in hot. You want headroom so saturator and glue compressor aren't getting accidentally smashed. If your resample track is already feeling loud before processing, pull it down now. Okay. Now we create the actual stretch drop moment. Method A is the classic halftime illusion. It feels like the groove opens up and gets heavier, without changing project BPM. Duplicate your resampled clip into bars 9 to 12. Now take a chunk, let's say 2 bars, and stretch it so it lasts 4 bars. You can do this by adding warp markers and dragging the end out, or by adjusting the clip segment BPM behavior depending on how you work. The idea is simple, we're doubling the length. Keep warp on. If you're using beats mode, the transients will stay punchier as you stretch. Now we shape it with a simple mixing chain on the resample drop track. First device, EQ 8, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz. We're making space because we're going to keep the clean sub on its own track underneath. And if it starts sounding boxy, do a gentle dip somewhere around 250 to 400 Hg. Not a huge cut, just enough to stop the cardboard effect. Next, auto filter. Set it to a low pass filter. During the stretched section, automate it. Start fairly open, around 8 to 12 kHz, and gradually close it down to around 2 to 4 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%, but please keep it controlled. Too much resonance will turn into a painful whistle, especially once we saturate and compress. Then add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is where the old school weight and grit can appear, but again, we're not trying to destroy it. We're making it feel like it's going through a slightly angry system. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just enough to gel the resample into a solid texture layer. Now here's a move that sells the return. Right before bar 13. Automate that filter back open quickly so the high end rushes back in. It creates that whoosh back into clarity moment, and suddenly the normal drop feels faster and wider even though your BPM never changed. Now method B, if you want more jungle chop and less time stretch smear, is slicing the resample and regrooving it. Right-click your resampled clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Ableton will create a drum rack of slices. Now program a 2 to 4 bar pattern that has more space between hits. Maybe repeat a snare slice. Add ghost notes. Throw in a stutter right before the return. The tempo is still 174, but the pattern breathes more, so the listener perceives it as stretched. Extra sauce. Add reverb on a return chain inside the drum rack. Choose a smallish decay like 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, and high cut it to like 4 to 7 kHz so it doesn't hiss. Then only send a little from snare slices. That creates space without washing your whole break. Now, the biggest thing that keeps this mix friendly, blending. If your resample replaces the whole drop, you might lose punch, or your low end might wobble in a weird way when warped. So here's the trick. Keep your clean sub playing underneath the whole stretch. Keep a consistent reinforced snare underneath as well. And optionally keep a clean ride or hats very low, just for energy. Think of the resample as texture, not the entire mix. A good starting guideline. Set the resample track quieter than you think. Often somewhere like 6 to 10 dB down from your main drum bus. You want it to feel like the room got heavier, not like everything got replaced by a warped recording. Now we add a transition back into the full speed drop. Pick 1. Option 1. Reverse hit. Grab a snare tail or crash tail from the resample. Duplicate it, reverse it, and fade it into the downbeat at bar 13. That reverse inhale is such a classic. Option 2. Tape stop vibe. On a short tail right before bar 13, switch warp mode to repitch and pull warp markers so it slows and drops in pitch briefly. Then hard cut back to normal. Old school and nasty, in a good way. Option 3. The classic 1/4 stutter. Take a quarter note of the resample at the end of bar 12, duplicate it a few times so it rapidly repeats, and maybe add a tiny bit of delay and a filter move. Keep it subtle. It's a hype move, not a whole new section. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid while you do this. Don't resample with clipping on the master. If you print accidental distortion, stretching will magnify it and you'll fight it the whole time. Don't pick warp mode randomly. Beats mode is usually punchy for breaks. Complex and Complex Pro are more smeary but can sound vibey and vintage. Decide based on the effect you want. Don't time stretch your sub. Low frequencies can wobble and phase in ugly ways when warped. Keep the sub clean on its own track and let it stay stable. Also, use fades. In arrangement view, turn on fades and add tiny fades, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, at edit points. Saturation and compression will amplify little clicks, so fades save you. And one more mix trick that really sells the illusion. Stereo width automation. Put utility on the resample. During the stretched section, automate width down to around 70 to 90%. Then on the return, bring it back to 100%. Or even 110 to 120 if it still feels controlled. That opening up is perceived impact without needing extra loudness. Now a quick upgrade that's still beginner-friendly but gives you a huge payoff. Print stems, not just the full mix. Instead of only resample drop, make 3 resample tracks. One for drums only, solo your drum group and print it as resamp drums. One for your Atmos and musical stuff, print as resamp music. And one for the full mix but without the clean sub. Print as resamp full no sub. Then, in the stretch, You can warp the drums aggressively in beats mode to keep punch, and warp the music in complex pro to make it smear and widen. This avoids that the whole mix turns to mush problem. Let's lock this in with a quick mini exercise. In the next 10 to 15 minutes, do this. Build or load an 8-bar DNB drop. Resample 8 bars into resample drop. Create a 4-bar stretched section by stretching 2 bars into 4. Automate a low-pass filter during the stretch. Layer back in the clean sub and one clean snare. Add a 1-beat stutter right before the return. Your goal is that when bar 13 hits, it feels like the track suddenly got wider and faster, even though the BPM stayed the same. And that's the whole concept. Resampling turns your drop into raw jungle audio you can treat like a sample. Warp it, shape it, add contrast, then snap back to the clean original elements for maximum impact. If you tell me what kind of break you're using, your tempo, and whether your bass is more Reese or more Foghorn, I can suggest the best warp mode and give you an exact 4-bar stretch plan you can copy straight into your arrangement.